Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the gift that keeps on giving. The gift that keeps on giving. We're approaching that time of year, my friends, where everybody's got their mind on finding that special gift for those special people in their lives. They're going to browse the internet and shop at stores and look for deals, all trying to find the gifts that they can give to someone, and that's a good thing. Now, there are some gifts that you can't buy with money per se, but they are so valuable to us, especially in this Christian life. You know, we should be defined as saints of God by our giving because we come from a giving God. Remember that we've got our salvation as a gift from God. In Ephesians 2 and 8, the Bible says that for by grace are we saved through faith. It is the gift of God. Remember in John 3:16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And then we discover in Proverbs 19 and 6 that every man is a friend to him that gives gifts. It's hard to dislike somebody when they're giving you something. Isn't it great to know that we've got the ability to follow a few simple steps to improve? And as Christians, as we identify with the GIFT acronym, these are the four key elements that make us stronger as Christians, better leaders in Christ, based on these four elements. That G in our GIFT acronym reminds us of the importance of generosity. I once heard an old preacher say, give till it hurts, and then give till it stops hurting. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to become identified as a giver by lunch, by dinner, by plaques, by awards, by gifts, buy things. I want you to become the greatest giver all of your friends have ever known, because it's the giver that it always receives. Remember, the Bible tells us in Matthew 10 and 8, freely you have received and freely you give. Then we discover in Romans 8 and 32 that God freely gives us all things. Then we know that in Matthew 5 and 42, we are encouraged to give to them that ask of us, and from them that would borrow, don't turn them away. How generous are you, my friends and neighbors? Do you recognize that God's going to replace anything that you give? He said, give and it shall be given unto us in Luke 6:38. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if we are generous, God also opens up doors for us to be blessed as well. I can remember a friend of mine who I bought lunch for all the time. Every time we went somewhere, I would insist on buying him lunch. And he is a good businessman. And one day at the end of one of our lunch meetings, we go outside and I see a car that he went to. And I said, hey, man, I didn't know you had that car. It's nice. He said, no, I've got this for you because you taught me the value of giving, and I want to bless you with this car. Gave it to me, free and clear title, handed the keys over to me and said, this is yours. Don't you see, my friends and neighbors, that when you're generous, it always comes back to bless you in a special way? Think of all the times that you've given to somebody and how it warmed your heart to see how you helped them. That I in our GIFT acronym reminds us of the importance of innovation. See, when we create, we appreciate. When was the last time you used your gifts to make something? Don't you recognize, my friends and neighbors, that we are made in the image of our Creator? The Bible says in Genesis 1:27 that God created man in his own image. Then we discover in Isaiah 40 and 28 that the Lord is the creator of the ends of the earth. If we're made in the image of a creator, doesn't it mean that we should create something? I challenge you, my friends, to use the gift that God has given you. Write a song or create a new music track or do something that is creative. Create a system or a method that can be used to streamline operations at your church. Create a formula for Bible study. Create something. I challenge you, my friends, you'll shock yourself at what you can make. If you're good at cooking, create a dish. If you make your own recipe, you know those recipes that are handed down from generation to generation? You can be the one that makes something that's handed down from generation to generation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to use that creative energy that God has given us. He's made us in his image, which means we have the capacity to create. create. That F in our gift acronym reminds us of the importance of focus. You see, in this Christian life, it requires concentration. Focus is when we hone in on one thing, and people should know that we take our life in Christ seriously enough to focus on prayer, to focus on thanksgiving, to focus on praise, to focus on helping our fellow man. How much time do you take out of your day, my friends, just to pray? If you have a challenge in that or any other area, let me give you some key pointers. First, focus happens in a place. Artists have studios, athletes have gyms, preachers have pulpits and studies, and you have to have a place where you focus. Remember in Mark 1:35, the Bible says, in the morning, Jesus rose up a great while before the day and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Do you have a place of prayer, a specific identified place in your home or office where you go just to give thanks and praise to God? I'm in my special place right now, my friends. I have a special place in my home dedicated to just spending time with God. I'm not doing work in there. I'm not handling business in there. I'm only focused on my place of prayer and worship. The other thing is, focus happens with a plan. You see, focus doesn't take place by accident. You've got to map it out. You've got to plan it. You've got to know exactly what you want to do and who you want to do it with and how you want to do it. That way you can follow an orchestrated plan. The athlete that goes to the gym knows on Monday he's working on legs. On Wednesday he's working on arms. On Tuesday he's working on abs. He's got a plan in mind. By the same token, my friends, we should know that on Monday we're studying Kings. On Tuesday we're studying Colossians. On Wednesday we're in Philippians, or however that might be. But focus needs a plan. Focus also happens with a purpose. Why is something worthy of 100% of our time? If it's worthy of our time, we should know why. We know what it does to us when we are focused on the goodness of God. It changes everything about what we do and how we live. Remember, the Bible says in Psalm 63:1, O God, you are my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee, as in a dry and thirsty land. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can also have that passion for God. Last but certainly not least, the gift that keeps on giving is thankfulness. When you say thank you to somebody, and when you're thankful for what you have and what's around you, doesn't it just create a reciprocal effect? You see, we can show thankfulness, and we can say thankfulness, and we can write thankfulness, but how do we show it? Nothing shows thankfulness like the attitudes that we have, the smiles on our faces, the joy in our hearts, the forgiveness that we show, the energy we possess. My friends, the Bible tells us so many times. In 1 Chronicles, we see it, and in Psalms 118:1, we see it, and in Psalms 92:1, we see it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. We see again in Psalm 92:1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto his name. Yes, my friends, I challenge you to possess that attitude of thanksgiving. Then also focus, innovation, and generosity. Those are the gifts that keep on giving. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.